Everybody here in the basement with Javon and Therese is Melba Moore.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our losses, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some cologne. I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
With time, so,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
Today, I am so very excited about today. You know why? Because it's another opportunity to sit and chill with you, Ulysses. And this one, wait, why is it like, what is going on here? There you go. I always go the wrong way, but you know, that's
me. Too.
That's me. You know, you just can't give me direction. It just doesn't work. Don't try it. For those of you at home, don't. It's just going to get messed up. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. You sick as well.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
How adorable the video was that I watched with you and Cheryl. Hilarious.
If you don't know me by now.
Yes. You will never, ever, ever, ever. Be cackled.
Yo, but it's true. It's true. I don't even remember what the issue was. What the hell was
How that? Many oohs and ahs and oh did he actually do? That sounds like one of our fights. Well, you know, not fights, but you know. No, you know how many times he does book? He doesn't do it that much. Yes, he does. No, he doesn't.
You know what that reminds me of? When Lenny Williams was on the show. And somebody asked how many O's he did. And Pop actually looked it up. And counted them. But that's how
it's funny that he had never been asked that question before. How many?
Exactly, right? I think it's a good question.
Leave it to brunch in the basement.
You know, let me just say, and good morning, Miss DJ.
DJ.
So let me just say, we have a very, very full agenda today.
Okay. Okay.
So as you live, you learn. You know, that's my takeaway from life. Just life. You know, I've lived a lot of years thus far. And the one thing that I'm quite comfortable with is the fact that I don't know everything. A lot of people say that, but they're not really comfortable. And they feel like they need to know, you know, like say things as if it's true, although it's not true. Or they answer the question, even though they really don't have the answer. And if they're corrected, they feel some kind of way, right? Some people, right?
Right.
Look, if I don't know, I don't know, right? So, but I love to learn. With that being said, I'm learning more about myself. This show is helping me to do that. It's a very good thing. Now, what I would like to do, unless there's something pressing that you'd like to speak about right now, I had to go on a little scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
On your Facebook page. Quite frankly.
Oh, Mara?
Yes, because you were supposed to send me some things that you didn't send me.
What? What did I miss?
Video.
I sent it.
You sent me only one person's stuff.
Oh, I thought that's what you asked for. I didn't know you wanted, like...
I wanted to see, you know...
That's okay.
Things work. And the other thing is when I have plans, if I plan to do things a certain way, I first of all, I don't like things that are scripted. I don't like scripted shit. It's stiff.
Staccato.
You know what I mean? And I'm a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of creative on the fly kind of person. Like, ooh, let's try this. Ooh, let's try that. Sometimes it looks like a hot-ass mess. But this is why I do this show. Because of Mr. J. Okay? I'm here with you, girl. I'm here. Unfortunately, no, nobody's naked. Not that I could see. But anyway, I just like to let things happen. And sometimes it looks crazy, but most of the time, everything goes really well. Pop is very no, Mr. J. You know, that must be like some kind of like internal conflict for Ulysses.
What's that?
To have to be the disciplinarian
and the wild card
and the wild card all at the same time.
He does it so well, though.
You know,
I mean, that is his role in life. But I'm going to be the disciplinarian wild child, and you're going to love it.
Exactly. But the thing is, although he's saying no, Misty J, you and I both know he's sitting somewhere naked right now. Or at least we can guess, right? It's love. It's all love, okay? It's all love. So anyway, I'm about, oh, not this morning. Okay, my bad. All right, he is fully clothed, belt in hand, okay? Ready to spank that ass. All right, so brunch after dark. Okay, so what I found, and we have to do things rapidly because we got so much going on. We have an amazing young lady coming on at 11:30 to talk about all of the wonderful community leadership things she's doing to enhance the lives of our people and the brains of our people. And then right after that, we have Liz Withers coming on, Elizabeth Withers. I'm so excited to see. And we cannot let her go without doing rapid fire. she has not done a rapid fire yet.
Ooh.
Which is why I'm like, Liz, you got to come back because I have all this footage of you and not one rapid fire. It makes no sense. Right? So we have to, right. we have to do that. It, you know, and some other people got to come back and do some rapid fire, but we're going to get them too. So with that, let me show you what I stole from your page, if that's okay. Because,
of course.
You know, because the people need to see it. The people need to understand what had happened. Let's do this.
Go ahead,
boy.
Just tell me your face, I'll walk through.
One of my faves. And how about James Wright Chanel and Candace Wakefield on the supporting vocals?
Yes.
Those two vocal beasts.
Yes, yes, yes. They did a wonderful job. And which reminds me, we never piggybacked off of my snobby comment, which I think my...
Which one?
I never said it out loud because we never spoke again. And there's some things I may be a snob, but I'm not rude, so I won't say certain things out loud, but I will say them to you privately. So yeah. So but okay, I digress. Those three? It was three, right?
Total. There were three: Anthony, James, and Candace.
Right. They rocked it out. They did wonderful supportive vocals. So I just want to say that. Let me be clear. Monifa tore that shit up, as always, when she sings Purple Rain. If she don't record that freaking song,
I think that may be in the works. You know, I mean, you know, that's a you know, she started, well, not that they started, obviously, Prince, she got the head nod from Prince on that, on her rendition. So, you
excellent.
Know, that's one of the reasons why she keeps it in the set. But,
yeah, man. Get that done. Mm-hmm. Get that done. I remember speaking to Melissa Morgan about Do Me Baby, and she talked about how hard it was to, it took her like over a year to connect with Prince in order to get permission mm-hmm. to do it. And when mm-hmm. she did, he was like, cool, and it was done.
And she made it her own.
And she made that her own. Chaka Khan made, Yes, thank you. Her own. And Monifa has definitely done some things with Purple Rain. And once it's signed, sealed, and delivered on some, well, it doesn't have to be vinyl. It could be digital. Once it's done, it's going to be her own. That's how fly that shit is right there. Speaking of fly, let's fly on over to our first guest.
I'm so excited to have her here.
But did you see how I did that?
A nice segue.
Good morning, Renee.
Renee!
So good to see you. Hey, Patrick. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so Shaquanda Long, not only is she the goddaughter of our beloved, she was raised the eldest of three girls in Harlem. She was a born leader and innovator. She attended the University of Buffalo and served as an event coordinator to the Black Student Union. And she helped to service roughly 5,000 student members of color. And as the event coordinator, Shaquanda was responsible for overseeing and tending to the logistical details of over a dozen annual events. That's monumental. She received her BA in English, and she went on to teach children from low-income families in the inner city of Buffalo. Ain't it cold in Buffalo?
So is.
I don't even understand how they have an inner city when it's cold, because we don't like necessarily stay where it's cold all year. I don't know. But
except for Buffalo and Rochester.
That's it. But they got good wings, I hear. As a teacher, she quickly rose to a peer leader and became known amongst the faculty and parents for being able to reach difficult children, which is phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Yes. And in 2015, she resigned from the school where she taught in order to pursue her goals of opening, catch this, y'all, and this is the shit right here. She opened her own education facility, and she now owns and operates Kingdom Kids Daycare, and has published her first children's book.
Yes, Shaquanda.
And, you know, not for nothing, you know, what I always say to the people that I work with, in addition to caring for the people that we serve in my line of work, well, not even in addition, the most important thing is always taking care of ourselves and our own children and families, and she does that as well. And let me just play this right quick, because something else is coming up next weekend, or this week, whatever, she'll talk about it, but check this out.
Hey, hey, everybody. My name is Shaquanda Long, and I am the CEO and founder of Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC. And why did I start JFF NYC? It started out as a celebration. This is our day, our way. And this is a way for the Black community to come together and to commemorate the freedom of our ancestors, as well as the contributions that the Black community has made to society as a whole. It's a way for us to also motivate, for us to get together, guys, and motivate one another by standing as a united front so we can continue to fight for necessary progressions in this country. JFF NYC is also a time where the Black community can get together and educate ourselves. We are going to be learning about our rich history, but also exposing ourselves to advancing technologies and industries that are taking off in this country. And lastly, JFF NYC will serve as a safe space for the Black community to be liberated from limitations that society constantly poses on us. What do I mean by that? I mean we are going to liberate our minds from the stereotypes that are constantly placed on us. And so come out, celebrate with us, get motivated, get educated, and be liberated.
Nice.
Hey, sweetheart, nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, Javon and Therese. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here to ring some bells about Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC.
You are amazing. Let me just say that. You are amazing.
Thank you so much.
I can't
much.
Say that enough. So what inspired you to first educate people and then tell us what inspired you to say, to hell with this, let me create my own facility where I can educate the way I want to and who I want.
Right. Well, so, you know, I went to the university at Buffalo. I had to correct that there. Not Buff State. We're kind of like rivals. So
okay.
I had to say that.
My bad.
Okay, okay.
Let the record show. Let
we
the
love
record
Buff
show.
State, too. We love Buff State, too. But I went to the university at Buffalo. Go Bulls.
Okay.
So, honestly, I went to UB, got my degree, like you guys said, in English, and I stayed up here because in Buffalo, when I graduated, post-graduation, I stayed in Buffalo because there was a high illiteracy rate, to be honest. And so there was great opportunity and great need. And so once I was in the system, I loved the children. And a lot of the children in Buffalo were not able to see brown and black teachers that looked like them. And so that was monumental for me. And, you know, growing up in Harlem where we're like black Mecca, you know what I mean? I'm surrounded by my people all day. You take that for granted. And so teaching in a place like Buffalo where the black and brown children just were like, representation really mattered. And I had a great experience with the parents and the students, but there was so many red tapes, you know, educational politics in terms of what I would want to do. I wanted to dig a little deeper with the students. I wanted to dig deeper with the parents to have more of a connection. And I also come to find that not only were the students really impacted by the representation, but the parents were as well. I had a lot of parents, you know, culturally, we just understand something. And servicing in an underprivileged community, I had some, you know, young parents, and I was able to talk to them on a person-to-person basis, not just another number. And I couldn't get deeper like I wanted to and have those stronger family ties. You know, a lot of times we're encouraged as teachers to kind of leave work at work, but it's hard to do that. Because as a teacher, I wear multiple hats. Sometimes I got to be social worker. Sometimes I got to be auntie, too, you know? So that really encouraged me to kind of go out on my own. And now I can really work with the people, my staff, and myself to really make sure that we have those strong family ties. And I'm excited to do that. But I have a strong sense of community, which also led me to start JFF NYC.
Wow.
That is super incredible. I am super inspired, you know, particularly about wanting to work with kids that were, let's just say, disadvantaged, not in spirit or presence, but in opportunity and in resources, to then want to be inspired enough to turn around and open your own center. What were some of the challenges you faced? And you could talk about them here. You know, what were some of the challenges you faced in teaching before you said, you know what, let me do this myself. Let me do this. Because
right.
That's like the change you want to see. In
right.
Real sense of the word. So what were some of those challenges that you faced trying to educate in a system that wasn't necessarily set up for us to win?
Right. One of the main challenges were I've always been a creative thinker, and a lot of teachers are, because we have to work with just whatever resources we get. So we're usually mostly creative, and we come up with things to make it work. You know what I mean? And so one of the biggest challenges was just trying to understand the politics from the inside. It was just a lot of things. It was just mostly, okay, we come up with a creative idea. We can service the students in this capacity. Let's start a clothing drive, or just not being able to get too personal, which I understand to an extent, because it could really be a little draining, because you, as a teacher, you love all your students. You love all your families. And, you know, you have 30 students a year. So, you know, times that by however many years. So I understand why they were in place, but the biggest challenge for me was just the lack of a case by case. When you're working with people, mm-hmm. you can't just fit. It's not a all size fits all. You know, some situations, especially if you're servicing an underprivileged, like you said, Therese, community, if a child is coming in and they seem a little agitated, well, maybe they didn't eat that morning. You know, maybe they're having a lot of issues at home. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes teachers have to understand that, and we do have training to understand that. But there's a lot of red tape that prohibit us from digging a little deeper or getting more personal with those students that need it. You know, sometimes we can't, and I've worked with preschool students, there's limitations on giving students physical interaction. You know, a little baby at 3 or 4 may need a hug from their teacher, and I might not be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And so starting a private facility, there's some loopholes there. You know, always making sure the parents are involved with the mm-hmm. policy making that helps. And we have a small-knit community at Kingdom Kids. So the mm-hmm. parents are right there with all the policies being made, and they're comfortable. You know, I'm okay to give a little 5-year-old Xavier a hug if he needs it in the morning, if he's, you know, things like that. It was just so frustrating because you want to be there for your student the best you can. So it was a lot of red tape. Now, another end was just there weren't a lot of decision makers who were looking like me. I've walked into rooms where when I first started teaching, I had another teacher say, oh, you just graduated. She was assuming I had a high school degree. She was naming off high schools that I graduated from. And I'm like, ma'am, I have a 4-year accredited degree in English. You know, so it was a lot of that. I guess at her defense, I was young starting out right out of college. And I'm told I look young. But it's just the implied bias. Mm-hmm. And I just mm-hmm. had enough. And I said, I'm just going to do this myself.
Mm-hmm. What I am excited about, particularly about your existence, is that finally, you know, I've always dreamed of a curriculum from scratch. What that means is that whatever's being taught is taught in a way that honors all of people, you know. So, you know, growing up in school, you know, we had our courses that we were responsible for having to graduate, but none of the courses right. reflected a lot of what I needed to be me in my skin. It was about learning about other people's cultures, and like, there's never an age too young to start that. You know, I'm putting those jewels in our children and watching them flourish with understanding the true nature of who they are and their backstories. And you know, you don't wait until like the same. And no disrespect to anybody that the curriculum covers, but there's so much
right.
that the curriculum does not cover about our rich, vast history. Like, we didn't start as slaves. That's not our backstory. You know, we right. were enslaved, and tell that story the truthful way, you know, tell that story and tell the contributions and start letting the kids know from early that they're kings and queens early, you know. Just dropping those jewels in early. And I'm excited about your existence, Shaquanda.
Exactly.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Can you tell us about what inspired the Juneteenth goings on and what exactly it is that you're planning to do, being that you've coordinated monumental events? I'm excited to learn what's going to be happening.
Yes, I would love to, Javon. Thank you. So honestly, what really inspired me, if I could be transparent, I, like I said, born and raised in Harlem, but ironically, I don't know if you ladies are from uptown, you know, growing up, there wasn't like a huge awareness of Juneteenth. It was more so seen as a regional thing, you know, associated with down south, Atlanta, mm-hmm. Chicago. It wasn't really a big push, but in New York, there were small pockets, isolated, grassroots that have been doing it. But again, not a lot of awareness. It's like an everyday occurrence. Like,
I'm from the Bronx, and we did
right.
Me coming up, it wasn't until I was grown that I really heard
right.
and understood it.
Right. And once I attended, when I attended the University of Buffalo, and I was going there, I stayed up a couple summers doing community service. The city shut down for Juneteenth. Like in Buffalo, it's a all weekend event. And I'm like, what? My friends from Buffalo were like, girl, we going to Juneteenth. It's a parade. It's just a huge, they've been doing it since the 70s. And I was just so amazed at how these Black people were just showing up, showing out. The city was, you know, supporting them. And they were like, this is our day. And we're super Black and proud. And I was also it just hit me. I'm like, I'm from the Black Mecca. I could do this. We need to do this. And I just started to do a lot of research. I started to connect with some childhood friends and also people that I knew and was connected with in the event planning world in New York. And we got together actually in the late 2018, early 2019 to put together something for 2020. But, you know, coronavirus, it got real.
Right.
We couldn't launch that year. So what we've done is created a hybrid experience for 2021. And so we're presenting the inauguration. It's a week-long experience actually happening beginning tomorrow, the 13th. So we're going to be streaming all week long on lunchtable.com. That's our streaming and media partner. We'll be there Sunday through Friday, the 18th. At 6 p.m. nightly. And on that platform, we'll have workshops, we'll have panels, we'll have little coffee breaks if you need your burst of energy with DJ Kamish will be on there. We also have some original performances. And so that's all happening throughout the week. And we're going to have our grand finale on Saturday, June 19th in Harlem. We are shutting down 129th Street between 7 and 8, and this is a free event. We've partnered with Harlem Children's Zone, who's going to be doing all of the kiddie activities. We have clowns, we have ice cream, we have face painting, all bouncy houses for the kids. And then we've partnered with the city in NYCHA, New York City, New York Housing Authority. And so we have a Black Wall Street, our vendors market, set up. We'll be having about 50 vendors out there, all Black-owned businesses, shutting the city down. Bring your purses, bring your wallets, and you can bring your cards too to support these Black businesses. They're going to be coming out, you know, from just various industries. We'll have food trucks. We'll have live entertainment, performances, and adult games as well. So we'll be turning up. I'm hoping that Harlem is understanding the assignment. And we come out, we show out, and we celebrate our Liberation Day, which is June 19th.
I am amazed. I am proud. I am excited. It's freaking awesome, and it's about time that the world has been introduced to you. Because what you doing, you waking up sleeping minds.
Yes.
Okay? And you are delivering a reparation. You are delivering a reparation to my people.
Yes.
We got a personal question that popped up here. What was it like growing up with Ulysses as your godfather?
Who asked that? Was that Pablo?
All jokes aside, Pop. Honestly, growing up with Ulysses as my godfather was really, truly amazing. He was really the dad that stepped up. He and my mom were childhood friends, so he knew me when I was baking in the oven. And he was very involved. He came to every graduation from kindergarten all the way through. He was, every Christmas, he would come, and I have two younger sisters. He would come, and he would be our personal Santa. He always had gifts for us, and when we needed it, you know, as a teenager, when I needed a place to kind of get away, you know, you crazy from about 13 to 18, then you come back to your sisters. But he was always that another voice, you know, a reason. Sometimes when you can't hear it from your parents, you can hear it from somewhere else. So he was just a vital figure. And being able to see different examples of masculinity and still being able to say, that's my pop. I love him. I'm not ashamed of him at all, you know, from an early age. Because Pablo's always been amazing and fabulous since ever I can remember. You're never going to catch him on an off day, okay? but just having him has been really, really amazing. And I still have him, and now he's become a granddad because all three of us have children. And to see him as not from pop to pop. So.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yes.
Some flowers for you, Pop. How about that?
Yes. Nice. So let me ask, what do you need for your school? What do you want people to help you with? What's our community assignment?
Well, you know, actually, my school is still growing and still developing. I'm actually looking for a bigger space. I'm always looking to service more. You know, what can I do to give more? Right now, I just need the community to bring about awareness and also to support. If you can't support me, I'm at full capacity, guys. I can't take any more children. But if you can purposely would help us look for, run and operated daycares in your community. Let's support them. There's so many amazing women throughout the five boroughs. And those that you trust, let's just put them out there. And there are other things too. Right now with the pandemic, people are starting homeschool co-ops. That's like a big thing that's happening where people are actually liking homeschool. I know we don't hear about those people, but they're enjoying homeschool and they want to keep the students there. They're starting Black-run homeschool co-ops. And it's not that it's closed off for anyone who's not Black, but it centers around that inclusion that we talked about earlier, Therese, making sure that everyone's represented and those things. For me, just follow me on social media to spread the word and say, hey, this is one of our own who's doing some things. You can follow me on IG at The Real Lady Long. And you can also follow Juneteenth Freedom Fest NYC on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram by those same handles. I do want to say, I didn't mention this, but Juneteenth is going down from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Didn't get a chance to mention that on 129th Street.
129th, what are those crosses again? 129th?
Between 7th and 8th Avenue.
Okay.
If you're new to Harlem, then that's Frederick Douglass and Adam Clayton Powell.
Yo, thank you so much. You are so amazing. Keep doing what you're doing and, you know, keep us posted. I know Pop will keep us posted. You're amazing. Thank you so much for everything that you do, not just for coming through for the show and stuff like that, but just thank you for what you're doing in the world, for the babies and for us old heads, too. Yes, for all of Harlem. God bless
you. Thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. Our pleasure. Come back whenever you want to work, whenever you want something known out. Come, please come back.
Absolutely.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Woo!
Got some amazing, magical.
Oh, I'm getting my whistle back. She's amazing, and what she's doing is amazing. I mean, bringing Juneteenth to Harlem in a big way. So that's right. We should have been doing this forever. Shut down and celebrate. Have a parade. God damn it. Paint some faces. Yeah. Teach the babies. And
employers. This should not be an option of whether or not you want to give it off or an elective. This should be mandatory part of your benefit package. Juneteenth needs to be an off day.
Exactly. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited about the whole thing. I'm excited about the whole thing.
Now I'm about to run through. You're like, what's cracking? I love seeing people face to face and being out and mixing and mingling.
What we need to do is figure out a way to broadcast live from there. Like have somebody in the field taking video and maybe talking to people. And I mean, I can't do it because I need to be here to run this piece of it. But maybe we can figure that out.
Let's discuss that.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that.
Wheels turning.
Yeah.
All right.
We can talk to Pop about that. So, guest is not new to the show. She is a very dear friend of the show, and she was honored at a certain LGBT music festival that took place in Cancun, Mexico. Oh. So what I want to do right now.
Can I do something real fast?
Do something real fast. Do it.
Real fast. Yeah. Now, this is for all of you beautiful, magical, hilarious people that are always in my DMs, and this is including some I cleaned out this morning, okay?
Always in the DMs. What's up with that?
The DM, and I love the DMs. I think I started a tradition of the DMs because of through our spades tournament that we have at the festival.
Okay.
But for everybody, and this is important that you know this, okay, because you always hit us up after the fact, and I feel really bad. But the registration for the festival is open now.
It's open now.
And all you need is a $300 deposit.
All you need is $300.
Because it's half of the oceanfront rooms are sold out already.
Already.
Okay. Right. And you have payment plans that are available right now. All right. So if you know what I know, and please don't wait because, you know, anybody that's trying to get in, like on, say, January-ish, the airfare is up and also the price of where the rooms are, because at that point we'd probably be adding more rooms on. You follow me? So please lock your festival rate in because it will increase. And it's for Memorial Day next year. So it's kind of planning. It's from a Friday to Tuesday, May 27th through the 31st, and that's 2022, and get them while the rates are where they are. Now, unlike other festivals, once you pay that one price and your airfare that's on you separately, because get the airfare for a dollar while you can now. Lock that in, right?
Lock it in.
And then once you pay for your festival, which is all-inclusive, you don't have to have your wallets, people. Unless you want to go off and do something on your own, but everything in the festival is included in the price. So please, LGBTMusicFest.com is the website. I'll say it again, LGBTMusicFest.com is the website. For Memorial Day, please get them in early. The payment plans will be cut off in a minute too, so just go ahead and throw your deposit on it. and you can pay it off. And next thing you know, we're doing this on the beach, doing this on the beach. Go ahead, take it away.
All right. So this is what had happened. This is a snippet of what had happened at this year's music festival with one of the honorees from this year's festival.
So put your hands together for us and live with her. You know, so R&B songwriter, artist, some of the Lady Dion, Jennifer Lopez, at the Tony Award, or Shook Avery on Broadway. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Elizabeth Wither.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth Withers. We can't hear you. Hello, can you hear us? You know, every time she come on, we get the it was the legs for me, though. It was the leg fest for me.
Oh, she showed all the way out. All the way out.
Oh, here she come back. Let's see. Did we got you now?
Yes.
You know, Liz.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. It's the legs for me. I mean, you were working the leg fest.
That festival was amazing.
Man, Mama twirled, and she gave us legs and notes and pirouettes and all kinds of things, girl. She turned it. She turned it.
All the way out. All the way out. How you been?
I've been doing really good. How y'all doing?
Groovy.
Good.
Groovy.
Good.
Seth, I had to thank you because you videotaped the festival, so you captured, like, a lot of the incredible moments.
I was trying to get it in. I didn't get it. I sent you all of the unedited stuff. I have not had a chance to edit anything. It's so much footage. I haven't gone through it all yet.
I know.
But I was doing the pictures.
You had every part of the festival.
Yeah. Trying to get it in so at least people can have stuff that they needed and just kind of, you know, just get a good reel going. Thank you. Now I got to go through and try to get it together, get it edited now. There you go. That's better. Yeah. There we go. How you doing? Look at you all bronzed out.
Man, oh my God. And that's going lighter because when we were in Kansas, it was like I was black. But that was so amazing. I had never experienced anything like that. I've been to a lot of festivals, performed with a lot of different people. But the energy at that festival, the level of talent that was at that festival, friends that had flown in. I had like 10 friends that flew in from New Jersey and from two friends were actually in Puerto Rico and they came over. And it was just the camaraderie with the team. You know, y'all got me brushing up my game for next year for space. I refused to go into that room. I'm like, And then I saw Anthony set that table and it got serious. I said, oh, no, I'm not sitting at that table.
Yeah, listen, I love Anthony. Shout out to Anthony Antoine, who is an amazing, not only amazing sponsor, he's just a dope-ass soul. And, you know, and he stayed in, so that was the wee hour of the morning battle for the title. Now, he couldn't get it, but he got everything else. But he is such a great guy to play. I just love playing with him. So yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, and y'all was here. I was like, okay, for the rest of the summer, I'm brushing up my face. I'm coming for the kill next year. I'm coming in for the kill.
Oh yeah. Absolutely more than. First of all, let me just thank you for allowing us to celebrate you. You know, the idea and you know, and just for folks that are asking, the LGBT Arts and Culture Music Festival is for friends, family, and allies. You know, and we celebrate our own. Like we, you know, I'm pretty sure that a lot of us can contend with being or seeing going to award shows. Well, not a lot of us are lifted, you know, and we don't have control over the politics of it all. And, you know, this point we want to give our artists their flowers where they can smell them, our artists, our community activists, our allies, the people that have had some kind of weight in our community that are moving things even a big way or in a silent e-way that you don't know, lifting them too. We've lifted some health care advocates that have really been a part of the community intact. So Liz, thank you for coming in and, you know, just gracing us with your presence and letting us know who you are because quite frankly, and Greg says this best, and I'm going to paraphrase it. He talks about the LGBT black community, and I'm just going to separate for a second just to understand our spending power, our price point, and our upwardly mobile professional, you know, astute when we are out in public and we are doing things. So he has been working tirelessly to bring it every year bigger and better. And of course we paused the year for the pandemic, you know, and then got back on in 2021. So, and we're right now, like not even as soon as 2022 registration opened during the 2021 session. And we're already like doing really good numbers. So, you know, we like to keep it intimate, you know, so that everybody knows each other, so it feels like a family reunion. Because if you've been, you know, I mean, that was your first time in, and I'm curious as to know. Thank you for sharing how warm you felt, because that's part of what we like mostly.
I'm going to tell you how powerful that festival was to me. Full disclosure, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. The diversity of that festival, usually when you hear, you know, a woman's conference, you immediately, you know, it's going to be this. Or you hear a Hispanic, we're going to have the, you know, the Puerto Rican, da, da, da. People, we are so, as a nation, we're so narrow-minded. So when you hear of a LGBT gay festival, right away, you heard some of the people at the pool, oh, that's that gay festival. You immediately put it in a box. And what brings chills to my spirit and to my soul is the diversity of that festival. What people, we say it, but we don't really realize it. The entire industry, I can't put a percentage on it because I'm not a scientist, but I'm in it. The music industry, the theater industry, the movie industry, the anything that's creative, the glamour industry, is pretty much run by this community. And we don't like to really say that, but it's run. Now, it's a secret society. There's a lot of people that would never come out and say those things. But that's what I got from that festival. And full disclosure, how powerful that festival was for me. And we are in, let's see, January, February. The pandemic started in March. April, we went a whole year. April, I got some of the most devastating news that I did not share. I kept it very general. But I went in for my annual. I realized this year, 2021, was a year for me, because I've been pouring into Damon, and I've been my husband, and I've been pouring into Chelsea and my parents and Damon's parents, et cetera. And we women, we do this. And I stopped for a minute. I was like, I got to put some time into me. I got to, you know, my gynecologist, my, you know, because I was just neglecting myself. I was taking care of everybody else. And I go in April, and they give me the most, the lady, she came in, the doctor came, nurse came in, then two doctors came in, and they sat in front of me. And I went in by myself because I just knew I'm a stallion. I got this. Doctors came in, they said, we have to put a stent in your breast, and we have to start chemo immediately, April. Okay. And I was so glad that that festival was canceled. And I was like, what the hell, what? I just got rid of my dad. You got to be kidding. And oh, they said, we got to go in. And so immediately, I said, you got to do tests. I didn't even tell Damon. I didn't tell nobody in the family. April, I find it, long, long story short, that's fast forward. I went in for the surgery. They pulled everything out. It took forever to finally get the results back. I finally broke down. I told Damon what the deal was. They came. They said, this looks really bad. It's the size, the mass on your breast is the size of your palm. And I was trying to prepare for the festival with that weight on my head and not telling anybody. And so you got to do that. So we went in for more tests, and I was praying like nobody. And then I felt like I had to tell Damon. I broke down, told Damon. We went in, we prayed so hard, got the news back after they had sent it to the lab that it was benign. I said, you got to do another test. I want to know what this is. You got to check it. They went back in. They said, it's benign. They showed me all the tests, and I thought, oh, my God. And on the heels of that was, and I got the news that the LGBT wanted to honor me for my contributions to the arts and to the community. That was, it was just like, I was over the moon. It was like, oh, my God, and the energy and the love, you know, because the community is not going to love you. They're not going to fly and give you, they'll clear the room. You know what I mean? We'll clear the room. And it was over. It was just, it was amazing. It was amazing. And that's why I tell the festival, LGBT festival, and anybody that's listening, y'all have got to go. It's life changing. You guys were right on top of COVID. We got 10 days of extra insurance. So they wanted to make sure you couldn't come on the island or leave the island without having a negative COVID test. It was phenomenal. It was just, it was for me, it was life changing. The friends that I met, y'all can ask me for anything. I care buckets of water. What y'all need to do?
Love it.
Powerful.
Oh, man. Well, your performance was exhilarating, and it's Yeah. Hey, Paula. I see Paula there at the family reunion. Absolutely. I will forever keep coming back year after year. Yeah. Paula was with Anthony. That was his partner, Liz. And Paula is like, you know, it's hard to, like, you absolutely miss your family members. You know, it is an opportunity for us all to get together. You know, and some of us, unfortunately, had to celebrate a lot of losses. You know, and just when I say celebrate, just lift their names, you know, and go to the ocean with it. But, you know, it's just getting together to embrace each other after all of what 2020 brought was needed by all. You know, but then we had like an amazing.
Y'all had endless food. I mean, around the clock. You had endless cocktails, baby girl. Y'all had, and then the accommodations. You had workout. You had yoga. You had chakra. You had church service. You had James Wright. You had Monifa. You had, it was just. It was amazing. And I thank Anthony for inviting me. And I thank, oh my God, Patrick, just everybody, the heads of that festival. I just thank you guys for that. That was amazing.
Let me just say, yeah. Liz, that I'm so glad that your tests were negative and that we know a doctor. We know a doctor, right? And, yeah. And that, for me, is the testimony. And I wasn't able to attend this year, but as you know, I did send someone to capture you in video. There's going to be a lady there. I want you to find her, stalk her, and send me a lot of video.
Where's the backyard lady? I'm going to tell her.
It was the legs for me. I mean, were you working the legs? What was
man.
Going on? I'm like, what?
Man, that was one of many outfits she twirled in, Javon. Woo. You missed it. Oh, girl. Yeah.
I didn't miss it. And I was right where I was supposed to be. Trust me.
There you go. Gotcha.
But just watching it was beautiful. And Patrick said, Elizabeth, you were the light. More beautiful than words. Hashtag color purple.
Y'all made me feel so beautiful. But I was like, what the hell, honey? I had my little sparkling bathing suit on. You know, I knew the boys weren't looking, the girls, whatever, but it just felt so beautiful, you know? And then we had the massage. Oh, my God, the massages. Did you get the massage, Therese?
I didn't get a chance to get the massage, but I heard about them. Yes, I know people who have. They were amazing. I heard, yes.
Girl, it was amazing.
Yeah. I ran in town the day I was supposed to get mine, but I heard that they were amazing. You know what's great about it too is that all of the ambassadors kind of walk in. It's not a separation because that's not what it is. Very, very intimate. You know, so we get to kind of hang out and party and uplift and just, you know, join in on the fun too. And then, you know, as some people said, you didn't see me get dunked, did you, Liz? Thank God nobody has that footage. Your girl wipes out all the way on the yoga. But definitely, definitely, definitely an experience was had by all. Like, it was really, I'm still getting great comments about it. And next year it's going to be bigger and better as we move. We're going to move locations. And, you know, and like I was telling folks before you popped on, now is a good time to get it in because you got your $300 deposit and you got your payment plans, but that won't last for a long time. But lock your room. That's the most important because after it's sold, it sold, you know. And, you know, you just keep it. Stay out of my DMs with it.
Man.
There's nothing for you after it's sold.
They had the jacuzzi. Everybody, I don't know if everybody, but I had a jacuzzi on my deck that when I they had delivered food and wine to my room. They had workout in the water. They had treadmill. I had got my fat ass in the water on the hill. They had the flow. It was just, and then I got to really meet Monifa. She is a beautiful spirit, Therese. She really, really, Damon had been telling me a lot about her, and her spirit was just bright.
Thank you. Thank you. I think so. That is good there.
I think so, too. I think so, too. She's a bit bratty, but she's not listening. You know, in a little sister kind of way, but, you know, she's light and love. She's a little talented, too. I'll go there. I'll say that about her.
I'm glad to hear you're coming back next year, Liz.
My spades. I'm not playing with you. I'm coming.
That's what's
got
coming.
It. Got you locked.
So Liz, I know you have a lot going on. You have students that you're teaching, and you have music, new music that you're working on. Anything you need to update us on?
Yes, a couple of things I'm doing. I teach at Valencia and UCF. I teach in the music and theater department. And so that's been really, really good. The beautiful thing about being in Florida, it's opening up. So the opportunities, you can't come to a city looking for opportunities. You got to come as self-employed woman, you got to come to a city bringing the opportunities. So the commissioner, the mayor, they've been very good, Damon and I, with Orlando Eye on Talent. We're thinking about switching that name for 2022. But we do a lot of partnering with the colleges and universities. So I teach at UCF and Valencia, music and theater. Those are the students that I have, so college students. And then I'm just finishing a project for a jewelry line, which is really fun. And most recently, I'm getting ready to go and do a 10-city tour of inner-city kids here in Florida, taking them on a college HBCU tour. So if you'd like to participate in that, accept Zelle, Venmo, and Cash App so that sponsors can track their sponsorship. We take in-kind support. We take financial support. We are a for-profit. However, we're totally transparent in terms of you want to see the books, you want to – where did my money go? We're super on that. But we have 20 students from Pine Hill, if you Google what that is, where that area is. But the opportunities are there. It's just our community, we're not given those opportunities. The other communities, the Jewish, those other communities are given. But our community, the kids don't know, you know, you can apply now for Harvard and you can bypass your test. You can apply now for Howard Medical School, Howard Law School, right now, scholarships are available. Female,
wow.
Girl scholarship. It's like the money is there. So we're going to take these kids to these Methuen-Cook. There's a lot of different colleges at HBCU. We're going to take them. They'll be able to meet with professors, learn how to fill out applications, learn about their credit. You know, you get in college and they want to give you credit cards. No credit cards. Maintain, sure, as you were talking about, you and Monifa getting ready to buy a building. That takes credit. That takes funds. But we don't really think, we want to spend in the moment emotion. So we're giving that to 20 kids. And so I'm really excited about that. We're taking them on a bus ride. It pays for their food. It pays for their hotel. And then their experiences at the colleges.
That is freaking amazing. You know, you know, it seems like the theme for today is educate, uplift our people, our youth, you know.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love that, Liz. So please keep making it do what it do. And we have to support you.
I'm so happy. Wait, turn it that way.
There you go. Woman
yes.
of Soul 2021.
Yes, I was so honored. Oh, my. I just feel like this is more than a Grammy, more than a Tony nomination. This is the joint right here.
That's the joint. A serious
right
joint right there.
Nice.
So Liz, I know that, you know, you only had a little bit of time to spend with us today.
Okay.
So, you know, I asked you specifically because we want to play a game with you. And you've been on the show a couple of times, and I don't know how you escaped our game of rapid fire. Therese, you want to give her, tell her what it is?
All right, sure. Now, rapid fire is our word association game. You've probably heard of it before because it's not a new game, but we'll say a word, and then you'll say what immediately comes to mind. It can be a word or a phrase, you know, but I'll go first, and then Giovanna goes second. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. It's just the first word to pass my mind, right?
Yep.
Okay.
No filter.
Oh, no filter.
Okay. Community.
Family.
Children.
Lesson. Everything.
There.
fear.
Self-care.
Important.
Spirituality.
Foundation.
Music.
Everything, everything, everything.
Mother. Love.
Me.
My last one is going to be Black women.
The world. We are the seed. We are the seed. We are. We were breastfeeding children as slaves. We're the foundation. We're the foundation to the world.
Amen. Amen. You're up next, Jay.
Okay. I like this. And unfortunately, I wasn't listening, so I'm like, because I'm doing too much, because I'm doing too damn much. All right. So, melody, harmony.
Sisters.
Voice.
Story.
Literacy.
Family.
Pisces.
Me.
Scorpio.
Me. I mean, it's happening, and they're super sexual, but they're mean and super smart. They mean. Who's a Scorpio? Oh God, who's a Scorpio?
I'm a Scorpio. Thank you very much.
And bitchy, oh God, and I'll never ever forget.
She said, "Who's a Scorpio?" I said, "I'm a Scorpio." And she said, "Bitchy."
Cross a Scorpio. They never forgive. They don't forget nothing.
My mother is a Scorpio.
But they freak. My sister's a Scorpio.
All right, you're telling too much now. You ain't lying, but you just, you know, put it out there. Marriage.
Family.
Laughter.
Importance.
Sex.
Everything.
Legs.
Me.
Motherhood.
That's a hard motherhood. Oh God. First thought. Home.
Chaka Khan.
Voice.
Color Purple.
Shug Avery. Shug Smithsonian. And I have to correct that. I don't have a wax. I don't have a wax figure there. Of course I don't have a wax figure there, but my picture is there. And it's right next to Oprah. So that's the honor of being in the Smithsonian, that they honor my work for what I brought to Broadway. A lot of them Shugs, and they could have chosen any Shugs, but they chose mine. So that's an honor.
Tony.
Oh, award.
Grammy.
Honored.
LGBT Music Festival.
2022.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love y'all. Y'all call me for anything, no matter what I'm doing. I'm really into the communities right now. I got to rush off to do my students. But y'all call me. Feel free to call me. I'm super private about my life. But anything I can do to help the community, anything I can do to help your show, I'm there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Liz.
And you know I don't have a problem with that. I will hit you up and ask and beg. That's what's up. That's what I do.
Yes, I love y'all.
Thank you, love.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for popping on. Bye-bye.
Bye. Gotta love her. Gotta love her.
She still got her bronze on.
That's what's up, man. That lady, she's true to her word too. When, you know, if we reach out to her, she is there.
Yes.
She's a good
one. Yes.
She's a good one.
My dog one undivided can't break.
And I kind of think she already knew I was a Scorpio when she said bitchy, but I'm gonna let that go. Who says that? Who says that?
Okay. Maybe.
What's up, background? We hear you, background. We hear you, background.
That's Brave. She's wrestling with Brave this morning.
Good morning.
Who's being a ham chop? Say hello.
Yes. Let's see, Brave. What's up, Brave?
Oh, they so girthy.
Hey.
Calm down. Look here.
Welcome to the show, Brave.
Scruffy McNuffie.
Scruffy McScrufferton.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
how cute.
You see Javon? Okay, now you
Hi.
See? Okay, now be a good boy and go play with your friends.
He's been wanting to be on the show forever. He's been wanting to be on the show. Forever.
What up, Crystal? What up, Ulysses? What up, Pop? What up, Javon?
What's up,
I'm
you?
I'm about to make my dress. Wish me luck.
You going
to
make a dress. You go. You
I
know
sure
what,
am.
Monifa, anything that you do, everything that you do, it works out. It just works out. But I know one thing. If you don't hurry up and record that damn Purple Rain, do not make me.
So,
do.
I'm taking production donations.
No. I got a microphone.
I got that too.
I know you do. But I'm just saying. I mean, would you need some headphones? You can borrow these.
Nope.
These work.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Nope.
I played it today, and people are like, the Purple Princess.
You synced it.
Look, man.
Anyway, I'm going to the fabric store. That's what I was trying to tell the missus.
Yes, and shout out to Patrick Holmes.
Yes.
Car Patrick, if you are watching, listening.
Patrick Holmes.
Designer, fabulous designer, Car Patrick, that is now mentoring my wife in her nothing. We'll be having curtains. I'll be having, if I'm wearing pants and they look like curtains, don't say a word. Just smile. And
why
then I look curtains.
Immediately, my mind went to that Carol Burnett episode where she does go
yeah,
with the
exactly.
Thing. It was, I just
exactly.
Saw it hanging in the window.
That's where I got the. That's where I got it from. That's
image,
what I was thinking
right?
About. Like,
yo.
I got curtains just like that.
Hey, Paula.
Probably.
That's my girl. Hey, Paula. Look
Yo.
At Paula.
Yeah,
Paula. Oh, he's like, girl, I've been here. All right.
I can't
Paula.
Wait to
you
see
feel?
your curtain pants. Please make her pair of pants.
Yeah, I'm going to make her curtain pants. I promise.
Her,
just on GP.
Please.
Help me. She's going to be fly.
Please.
Why?
Make her some fly-ass curtain pants. And
yeah.
That day that you wear them for the very first time, we have to all get together and hang out and take many pictures and videos. That is on my prayer list. I'm going to be wishing for that. Yes. So, Mo, you turned it out as always. I saw the video. I saw a lot of video from the festival. And as always, you turned that shit out. So,
thank you. I had a good time this year. I always have a good time, but it was a nice year. It was a good year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Good energy.
So, hey, guys, I need you guys to come back so y'all can see my work. I'm going to show you, Javon, that, I'm going to be fly for my friend's wedding. I don't know what y'all talking about. Good night.
Wait, is he making a dress for a wedding?
I'm a guest. I'm not the bride. You said it like I was making my bride away.
You did that too, kind of, sort of.
Well, no, I designed it. I didn't make it. I oversaw. I oversynced it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, love
right.
You all.
I need
have a great
of that
Saturday.
Too. I want pictures of that, too.
Hey, Z, love you. Love you, baby.
Hey, Z.
Everybody have a blessed and safe and productive weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. You
and even
say
if you're laying down, have a productive sleep. Get your snore on.
Yeah.
Get some rest. You could be read up for the week ahead and have a great week as well. Bye, Javon. Love you.
Love you too, sis. Love you too. But I want pictures of all the
creations. Oh, no. It's evolved. Let's do it right, Ulysses.
That's not the right one. That's not the right one.
It is. It is the right one.
You can move it with your fingernail, though.
Oh, no, I'm not going to move it with my fingernail.
What are y'all doing over there?
You're going to cash out.
What are y'all doing? Don't move your finger that way. That's not the right one. Put your finger there. I put your fingernail. What are y'all doing? What? But I'm creepy. I'm creepy.
She's trying to get rid of me. You see how she do? Don't it look like she shamed me?
No.
What are y'all doing over there?
Making silly. Well, let me tell you something. Last night, this child had me. I couldn't get myself together. Jimmy, I was in hysterics at 2 in the morning trying to go to bed. And your girl over here had me freaking rolling. I was like, please stop talking. I couldn't breathe.
I wasn't doing anything. She was just bent over. And she was just curled up laughing at 2 o'clock in the morning, standing.
Because she was laughing at me about something, and every time she said something about what she was talking about, I was like, please stop. I can't have it. Please. Like, it just was funny.
So I certainly do not mean this in a kinky way, but then y'all need to have video cameras in the bedroom, and maybe you do, but that
you would never. Jesus. You know what? The video cameras wouldn't capture because a lot of the shit is in our head.
Yeah,
like I could shoot her a look, and then she was just like, "That's all it was. I wasn't doing anything."
She kept talking though, and every time she said something, it was just hysterically funny around the subject. It was, and I couldn't stop. It took me like 5 minutes to stop. Yeah,
but
you're really kinky and you're weird. No cameras. You're not doing that. You know, Javon.
And then when y'all two get started, forget it.
All right, I'm really
okay. Look at your fabric.
All right. Bye, guys. Again, I can't. Yeah. Bye, Javon.
Bye, sweetie pie.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Oh no!
Good
boy.
Wait, no. What happens with sufficient rest?
Take your turtle too, Dorothy. Come on, child.
And your little dog too. And your little dog too.
Good boy.
Oh God.
Miss
Rochelle,
Miss Lalotte, you never know.
I'm trying to say, you know, she's one of the very few, and when I say very few, I mean like on one hand and probably not even a full fist of people that can bring me to tears in laughter. I think she might be one of two, possibly. So.
Last night she was definitely in a roll. Like she literally got out of bed in the dark and was standing, and I was like, "What is happening?" And I could see I'm squinting, and she's beveled over, laughing with that silent laugh until it roars up. So you take that breath.
Yes, until it hurts and turns into crying laughter, pain, and it's uncontrollable. Yes. That is very sexual, you know, when you think about it, the way that happens. I never thought about that until just now.
Thought about what?
How laughter and sex, or not laughter and sex, but laughter and orgasm can be similar. It's really, really...
An orgasm can provoke laughter on the way down.
Or on the way down. Up. On the way up and down. But I'm just saying, like... You can have a giggle like you're having now, a giggle, right? Or you can have that what you and Mo were just talking about and describing, where you're holding it and you're trying not to, and you can't help
it. How do we get here?
And you feel it in your belly, and it rises up, and then tears come, and then all of a sudden you're laughing and you're begging, please stop. Please stop, because the thing that's it's just it's you have lost control.
Okay.
Until you're laying there like, okay, all right, you're out of breath and everything. It's the same thing. You know what? Thank you so much for that, y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can find the information from Nick for next year's festival at lgbmusicfest.com.
And you know what? Pop, you're right. Everything has to do with Chaka Khan, of course. It's like Roll Me Through the Rushes.
Roll me through the rushes like Moses. That was my cut.
Moses. Yes, yes, yes.
Pictures required of Therese Pant.
Absolutely. I am demanding it.
You're rolling to the ground for those.
I am demanding it. I want those curtain pants. We are all going to go out, Pop. You know what we could do? We can all go to where we went to Pop's birthday party last year on the rooftop and take some pictures of Therese in her curtain pants and Mo in her curtain dress. So if y'all wear the dress and the matching pants, that would be so. The material should be the same material. It's sort of like Miss Sophia's pants.
Who said so? Speaking of spades partners, Red, no, see, my wife is not my spades partner. We like a happy home. My spades partner is the cat. And, you know, we're the victors. 6 years in a row, we're the victors. We're looking for someone to come take our crown. But quite frankly, I don't think anybody wants it. Because they can't get it. Almost like, you're close. But nope. So, you know, it is what it is. Better luck next year. But this year, two people got some amazing art, that's for sure. Got to get all this art out into the world until I get into the room. You know, yes, Pop is, yeah, and Pop, you are one of two people that keep us sharpened, if you will. Yes, yes, yes. So the festival, the new festival location is going to be announced, but it's a good one. Please understand, it's a good one. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of you that sign up early. But please do it. Don't get caught in paying more money and all the extra stuff that comes with trying to get it and lock it in early.
And Z, I don't go down a different avenue. I live down a different avenue.
Yeah, you parked on that block.
Love you, but you know it's true. Love you, but you know it's true.
Oh, look at Paula. She's claiming it.
Yep.
She's claiming it.
Claim the fame. Do it. Do it, Paula. Take it. Take it, girl. Take it. Take it.
Come on, Paula. Paula got closer than anybody's ever gotten. It literally came down to the left hand, man. But there can only be one L and one W. What can I do? We'd love to have two W's. I've been playing since birth. You need to be at the festival then, Misty. Bring it to the festival since birth.
Since birth, right? Came out with an ace of spades in my hand. And a joker in my butt.
Yes, Z, you got to get to the festival. Yes, yes, yes. Got to get to the festival and come on in and hang out.
So if anybody want to talk shit with Therese, dial in right now, 347-996-5394. The number to call is 347-996-5394. You can call right now and talk shit with Therese.
Push.
Come on. You can do it.
Listen, I'm just asking for space. I'm just asking for nice, friendly banter, although
sounds like she needs some competition, because everybody that's been playing at this thing except for her and Kat suck. And I'm sorry, but that's what she's saying. I've been beating everybody. Ain't nobody come to the table with no real game. We've been running Boston's on y'all. And this is some bullshit. Let some real players play. Or else, you know, just watch and learn. But y'all can call and talk some smack right now.
And every one of these DMs I'm going to send to you. Everyone. every single DM I get.
Y'all been stepping to the table, but y'all ain't been bringing no game. How they win 6 years consecutively? I mean,
well, I'm surprised because 1 year we had to push the festival. The festival's been in existence for 6 years, but let's just say we're the reigning festival champions.
So
wait a minute.
How are you going to say I can't play? Wait, no, he said hush. I get that part. A lot of people wish I would.
Wait a minute. The rules determine the skill level? No, ma'am. The rules don't determine the skill level because,
so
you know,
y'all be playing with the deuce of diamond and shit like that? That's what
amen.
It is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is, like, people come from all over and, you know, and we play, and it's the house rules. So we keep it simple. We don't be giving away a lot of stuff. You bid your hands. You know, like again, it's high joker, low joker, deuce of diamond, deuce of spade, ace of spade, blah, blah, blah. There are no overbooks, so bid your hand. There'll be no extra counting, no one, six. I bid six and make nine. No, you're only getting 60, and you're going three in the hole.
Yeah, see, that is a cheat. As far as I'm concerned, that's a cheat. Because if you bid six because you got six, but the people you're playing against are so whack that you end up getting nine, why should I be penalized? Give me my
right.
3 points.
You're not getting them. No overbooks.
That's whack.
And you're also not doing any blinds. Put yourself in the hole. You bring
okay.
yourself out.
Blinds is blinds. I get that. That's an option.
Blind.
But I think if otherwise, you're not really being scored for what you won. So I do have an issue with the no overbook thing. I mean, like, I bid six. I should have only made six. But y'all didn't play your cards right. And so I made eight. That's not on me. That's on you. Give me my extra 2 points. I don't get that. I never got that before. I never even heard that before. I don't like that one.
Nope.
But I get the no blinds. You're playing pure. But if you're playing pure, then take out the deuce of diamonds. That's pure.
No,
spades is spades. The diamond is not a spade. So, but I get the game with the deuce of diamond. I get it. High joker, low joker, deuce of diamond. I haven't played spades, honestly, though, since probably 1990-something.
Mm.
But I used to play as a kid, like, damn near every day.
Bring it to the table.
You see him? Sit in the corner. But he said I can't play. I don't know. If I could still play, but I used to be able to play really well.
Yes, and if you can't play, we had somebody this year that came that got really, really charmed. What are you doing? He had spectators on him because he thought it was play for fun, which we advised too because we could set you up a table, but you got to let people know your level. Are you entering the tournament or are you just here to play? Because we'll set up tables for people to just play.
So
he jumped
difference?
On the wrong table, unfortunately. Well, because the people that just want to play, it's no competition. They're not involved in it. It's less pressure. But when you don't tell people your skill level and you jump in the competition and you have a partner that's hungry, that wants to win it, ooh, you can't find out during the game, wait a minute, now how does this go again? Oh, that's a quick fire way to get it, you know. So.
Yeah, I probably would not do the tournament, not because I don't think I have the skills, but because I like to have fun. I just want to have fun. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. That's not what I'm
saying. No. You take yourself too seriously. Everybody has fun.
But no, you just said that there's people that can't play that try to go into the tournament. So then that means that the tournament
that makes
too
it
serious.
Not fun.
That's serious.
I'm speaking from a perspective of someone who is actively involved in it, and there's nobody that's ever walked away, including that gentleman that said he didn't have a good time, you know. But there are levels, yes. And everybody has fun. It's just you have to insert yourself where you're going to have the most fun. Uh-huh. You're not going to have the most fun if you can't play well sitting at a table with people who are playing. You'll have the most fun sitting at another table who are probably not in the tournament that are playing amongst themselves. We have cards for everyone.
See, now, you got serious right there. You're very serious, and I'm very serious about my
school. Well, I'm just trying to help Ike. You know, I can only help Ike because he played in the tournament. He had a blast. Now his people with him were like,
I'm not a talker. I'm a player.
There you go. All right, Misty, bring it to the tournament. That's
you're
all
serious,
saying.
Misty. You said you're a Scorpio, right? Misty, sound like a Scorpio right there. I'm not a talker, I'm a player. Misty, tell us, are you a Scorpio? I think she is.
Yeah.
That's very Scorpion to say. Like while we're bantering and having a little, she's like, look, damn it, let's shut this down right now.
She managed to convince teachers that it was probability so that she can get it so that they can play in the math class. That's some playing. You heard step into a skill table if you can't play. Yeah, that's true. A lot of pressure. Oh, no, not really. And I guess, you know, talking about it and seeing it in full effect and being out there is a whole different thing. We usually have a lot of spectators that aren't playing that, you know, either from the hotel or just kind of hanging out like, wow, what is this game? I either have to learn or can you teach us, you know, whatever it is. Because remember, we've been playing in international waters for a minute, and spades is not known in some of the areas. So when they see us playing, they want to know immediately what card game it is, and you know, blah blah blah. But yeah, come on down, get your spaces, bring your partner. You know, we have people there that look for partnerships too that haven't had any success in a win though. But you know, that would be awesome if two people that never played together before got together.
Because nobody wins but you and Kat.
Well, me and Kat are good. You know, we've earned our stripes. We've earned our ass whippings and we've earned our stripes.
Well, you just said it like you haven't earned any ass whippings. You've been winning for 6 years. The festival has only been 6 years. So you win every year. So what ass whipping are you speaking about specifically?
Well, I'm talking about when I say ass whipping, I mean universally. You know, we've gotten like Ulysses has beat us a couple of times, and when we play. I know when I play Ulysses, I have to stay focused because shit talking doesn't work on him. He's focused. Mark, another one, he's focused. You know, Mo, even Carl, and there are quite a few people out there that, you know, have you know, that will make us play, and then there are people that, you know, we can play with. Yep. Yep, Renee said she's bringing her partner, a true partner, and they're going to take it. So, yeah. Yeah, no talking across the board. No. Yeah, that's true. 2019 was very close. Yep, you sure was. And everybody does the elimination, blah, 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 and then they play the reigning champions. Yeah.
You know, I think that you and Kat need to switch off partners. And the reason why I would say that, unless it's like an elimination thing, when people have been partners for many years, just like you and Mo can cut each other a look and know certain things, I know if you got a good hand by looking at you, if we partners for this tells. And you may not even realize it, or you may. If I'm cutting whatever suit, let's just say I'm cutting hearts, and you got the king of hearts, you might cut me a look that's going to let me know. And cross talk, if you've been partners for years, you don't need to.
Yeah, you don't need to crosstalk.
You can look at each other and know.
Here's the thing. People forget about this fundamental classic spade understanding. I could take my card, and I've done this, Jay. I've taken my entire hand and shown it to everybody at the table, right? You see what I have, and they still couldn't beat me. Still couldn't beat me because you can see or know what a person has, but you can't play it for them. You just can't play it for them.
Well, that's true. And especially if you have a partner that supports you and knows what you got. So there's levels to that too.
I changed and turned it up and showed everybody just to make that point a couple of years ago. here's my hand. Showed it to everybody. We were playing in the tournament, of course, but here's my hand. Now, I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to play it and see if you can stop what I'm trying to do. You can't play it for him. So, and not even your partner can play it. That's the one thing where you can't, I can't say, Kat, play the ace now. Not allowed to do that, you know? And we've messed up,
so,
you know?
I would suggest anybody who's playing against Therese and Kat that y'all team up with somebody that you know and y'all play a lot together, because I'm telling you, you have to know your partner. That's the only way that's going to work. You can't partner against partners with somebody that you just met and think you're going to beat people that's been playing together for years.
Tell you something.
People that have been playing well together. You just ain't going to win.
That's true. But Crystal Swan and Anthony Antoine, it literally came down to the last hand, and they've never played together before. You know, it's really about skill set and what, you know, and what you kind of, you know, they really got in there. We were, like I said, Anthony's car, I said I was going to say this, Anthony's car to come get him, to take him to the airport to come back home was at 4:00. We played all the way up until his car came to get that game under foot.
Well, that's what's up, man. Spades used to be, like, when I was a kid growing up, that was, everybody played spades in my neighborhood. If you didn't play spades, you just was not down. There was not a cool kid who did not play spades. It was just play spades. So. That's just what that was. Who is this? Oh, Lord. We about to close the show. And here he come.
Papa Chulo.
Practice.
He looked like he want to play right now. He like,
about to close the show. And here he come.
Javon, if you can't play, sit in the corner and record record it.
Pop, you have to turn down your volume or something.
Practice. Hold on.
He want to play right now. He like.
Is that better? Practice.
Yep. We may be out in Jersey knocking him down in a little while.
You got months to do it, and Renee needs a partner.
Renee says she has one, Pop. She said that her partner just couldn't make it to the table, but it's supposed to be coming next year. But
Renee, that's her excuse every year. I love
you,
Renee.
You said that's her excuse.
I want to see Renee and Javon in the first round.
Ooh.
Nah. Not me.
You know what, Pop? You know what the funny part is? Kat and I hadn't played together in over a year because we didn't play during the entire pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It's woven. They're the Laverne and Shirley, the Thelma and Louise of spades. Because Javon, if you watch Mark, Kat, Rezzy, and myself, it's an intense game.
Yeah, it is.
There's no cell phones at the table. You can't go to the bathroom.
Nope.
There's no kicking nobody in. Nope, you can't. If one pee, we all pee together.
I like the way that sounds.
No snacks at the table.
Mm-mm. We ain't watching TV, even though the TV may be on. Because, you know, we usually play in a crowded space with people around doing various things. We are focused when we are playing.
Yep, and background Betty is sometimes our cheerleader.
Because she just wants anybody to beat us. Beat them! Beat them good!
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Oh, man.
That's practice.
As in with anything and everything.
Well, I'm coming to 2022's festival, so.
I'll be there as well. Already paid and sold or bought, or however you say that. So I'll be there.
I need V to come. I need Missy J to come. I need, well, I know people are going to be there. I want a whole bunch of people to come. I want Keith Anderson. I want Tito to come.
Did you say Sammy Sosa?
David.
Oh,
David,
I thought he said, I want Sammy Sosa. Like,
mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
Boogie, I want you to come, people.
Oh, yeah, Boogie, yep. Yep.
We can have a good time. Go on, have a good time.
Well, I know you ladies got to log off because I'm in the production room right now, but.
Yes, we got 60 seconds.
There you go. Party people.
Yes.
Happy Pride Month.
So, Rez, I want you to hang out and watch Ending because I think this is one where I added, I don't think you saw where I added a little back and forth with you and I. And I think the one I'm going to play now has a little banter, or you caught me out there and pulled me to the carpet on my shockaholism. My shockaholism.
I am. Peace, party people. We love you.
If there's a cure for this, ain't a damn thing I could do about it. Everybody have a good weekend. Stay safe.
Yes.
Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine.
Hey, this is Gina Breedlove, and you're listening to In the Basement with Javon and Therese.
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Lynn Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, playing my kind of music.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say, but it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come
on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. Awesome. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know. Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her.
Why you gotta say, wait a minute? Why you gotta say Shaka? She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
Like, where does your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Yes. Hard. You're speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
There's a shocker rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Princess, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some perfume. I'll definitely get an address. I'll send y'all tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne, because I mean,
cologne,
you know.
Yeah. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanika. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just Jesus.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.